neighborhood down here, he was laughing about some story he told his grandfather. He said, I gotta get George or something. Yeah, so I told all of them, our combiners, yeah, because you were always gone.
That's right, we missed it.
We missed each other, but I want to get your political advice.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have a great controversy with the Congress today, and I had to take him on. The bastards wouldn't pass this continuing resolution. So, I'm gonna just let it happen that the Senate has not passed the OEO appropriations. They have an addition for hanging, which should have come out at this point, because we'll get it in the end. But the OEO is not there. The money that they're taking to lobby the minister of the test department. So I told these guys today, unless they pass the resolution by tonight, that we'll put all the employees of these departments on furlough tonight. I think we have to do that. This very last word, let it through. It's only eight, whatever he turned on, I took him on.
But what do you think of your order? They made a little bit of a
call. I had lunch at Friday. I got back at Thursday night. I had lunch with Stennis, who, by the way, wonderful man. A million percent. Thank you.
I called Stennis. He takes me a day.
He knows that.
And you call him the next day.
Thank you for voting.
You know what he told me this? He said an interesting thing. I said, you know, John, I said, I must want you to know that, he said, I so much appreciate your getting that Stennis in there through, which saved you and Logan Aid. And I said, I just want you to know, too, that I don't think we can really run this place without the help of you and your smart list, other Democrats. He said, you know how he is, he's such a great man. He says, well, you know, Mr. President, he said, I'm just sorry, I'm so sorry that this Senate, we gave you so much trouble down there. You got such a heavy burden.
Now, wasn't that not?
Well, he's that kind of fellow.
He's that kind of fellow. He's really a whale of a guy.
Yeah.
I gave a little thought, you know, when he was in the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
That when he was there, he should have done it. That other guy put on there, put Brown, you know.
Oh, Christ, yeah, he's been a disaster.
Yes.
Brown's a nice guy, but he's been completely taken over by the George Howard.
He's just not strict. And what you were doing, Mr.
Yeah, of course,
Trump is a pretty good leader.
And he
Warren, but he Truman, Teddy Truman, just who you and me, Truman wasn't smart. Truman was the sweetest guy that ever lived. Fundamentally, he was a sweet guy. He was a hater. He was an old war politician. But he didn't mean it. Those were the... He said to me, after I came out, he said some nasty things about me when I came out and said that I thought I was the greatest man I ever knew. And I couldn't blame him because Truman had been very good to me. I really shouldn't be there. And then I went out again and said that I didn't call on him.
Yeah.
Which was a very... No, that's my... Our shape was there. I'm not sure. But...
Far more confidence.
this up today again.
Well, no, 2 points, which I don't want to see. This is just wonderful, but it is the thing that people think. They say, well, this, they're worried about phase three. They only phase two. The only thing they worry about is it's going to work. That's what's going on. That's what's going on the market.
Right.
Joy, please, absolutely no other reason.
You could be right about that.
I'm
well, come on, say, well, it's the international monetary worries. But look, that isn't going to hurt. We're going to suss you out. We just want to get a good deal.
No, that's what tickles me when they were talking about the market dropping because of the open phase two visit. Rates are dropping because they think it's going to work.
How do you feel about how do you feel, George, about what's going on in China then?
So, you know,
chance, we're trying to buy help from some of our friends.
Oh, no, you're not. I don't think buying from people in China can't buy all for the Chinese nationals.
I think it's just sad as hell that this is happening. But I know that in order to frankly play the game with the Soviet and the Japanese, we have got to open the game with the Chinese.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
So, what do you think? I see. I
think. Remember my friend Louis, great friend Louis?
Yeah, the marvelous
Irish guy. I see him. He's never grown it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see him.
Louis knows so that we'll stand that as he was.
We're not going to let them go down there. And we should.
Yeah.
We should. What if you had to do the others? Yeah, it's unbelievable. This kiss just must be put again.
Yeah, he's great.
He must be great.
That's
not big, that's all. But he's quite a guy. He's quite a guy.
Utter great. Leading with these men, then.
He's learned another doctrine.
Yeah, right. Executioner. Well, he's a good man for me. He would not be a good man. Say, would have not been for Johnson, for that matter, for Truman. Because Kissinger was a brilliant analyst, took the race. He called the strategy. But the man he works for must be somebody who knows something about the subject.
Yeah, otherwise
he's got led down a long path.
Yeah.
Now, usually we agree, we don't always, but it's quite something. Can I ask you one other
thing? Yeah.
Get into politics.
Yeah.
And give you an honest answer. What about Agnew?
But you can't drop.
That's your feeling.
Oh, if you just can't do it.
I'm not tempted, but I heard a lot of people ask me, you know, about that. John Connolly just got back.
He said, John, one of my closest friends, is a great
bird, Chuck. And it's that the stock in the room.
Yeah.
Of all the people in the cabinet, and of all the people from both parties, if you were to pick a president, I'd put Connolly there rather than the other.
Why? That's
so Connolly make the best president.
Okay.
He's a bigger man.
Absolutely.
Would you agree with
that? No, 100%. I don't think he's a
comparison of Muskie, for example, or Teddy Kennedy, or Hubert Humphrey.
You could run against Teddy.
Do you think Teddy
would work with him? That's a great deal of it.
You're not too unlucky. Teddy will have an enormous pull with the young and black people.
Yeah, everyone.
Black got a lot
of them, aren't you? Yeah, that's only about 35-40%. You get the this is a moral sense.
You already know if he became president, he'd be a hell of a
time. I said I wouldn't leave, move to another country because I don't know the rules. I gave it some serious thought.
Coming back to Agnew, what is legal? Why do you believe you can't?
Mr. President,
I agree, but I want to hear the argument.
Oh, I said it half a dozen times. See, I was a group that got rid of Wallace.
Ed Pauling.
You know,
that's the hour Ed
Pauling. Oh, yeah, and I thought he was a nice man.
Yeah,
but he was a disaster in that chair.
Roosevelt might not last.
You have to.
Oh, we knew it. We knew we were nominating the next president. And we were in a hell of a shape. It's quite a story, but it won't take what I have a second to tell you this phase of.
We started a year in advance. Paul Watson was Roosevelt's appointment secretary, General Watson, took Steve Bennett's place.
We wouldn't let anybody come in to see Roosevelt that wouldn't come in and try to give him like people do you, like you
advisors do. Now, Mr. President, you got to get rid of Wallace. Everybody else, you have to stay, but you got to get rid of Wallace.
We didn't have a Wallace man to see Roosevelt for a year.
For a year
in advance. And then we had a hell of a time suffering. Roosevelt sort of wanted him in a way. He didn't much care. He was just
very likely.
He was sick and he wasn't much too interested. But he took us the damnedest job. We did the most magnificent job on block 13 in the world to get rid of.
Chicago.
All top bunch of guys.
Oh, all top guys, and really political guys that knew that this policy was a nut. That was all nice of you, sir.
But he was taken into the communist.
But all people, he didn't realize it, actually. He cannot write it.
He was second to last time, you sir. He cannot write it.
But the thing about it, Agnew's got a terrific number of friends. But Agnew is being treated just like you were in some respects when you were vice president. I just think that it, I think, let's just look at this one. Let's look at political exclusion and forgetting any personal life this way. You would lose more votes by letting, by putting anybody else in that in the game. You're not in the game. It's a comment. But if having a carry taxes, taxes would go just a square bag and the wood for common. All they want to do, foreign investments are in our presence, is what runs. Since you were a vice president, I would take nothing. There's two things that are overrated in politics, Mr. President. One is money and the other is vice president. They're just overrated. Now,
I think you're right.
The politicals talk about money all the time. It doesn't mean it's a thing. Of course, you need to tell me, you need that. But they want it to make play high.
I think you're right. You don't have a horse. Well, you probably didn't have any money in 48.
Nothing. Couldn't get money, man. But couldn't even get a chance to finance committee. Everybody turned.
Who might have did it?
Johnson, who we made Secretary of Defense.
Oh, yeah.
Is the man is going to run the show.
heart really goes out to them, the ones that are on dope, and the ones that are given out in the country and the rest. And you wonder if anybody in this office could inspire them. I don't think so. What do you think?
Well, I have a boy working for me in California. I have children. He goes to the UC. He graduates this coming year. He works. He goes in the morning and then at night. He works for me the rest of the time. I keep him there year round. And he tells me, I guess you hear him all the time, things are coming very conservative. You'd be surprised at how many young people are changing. He says the hero of a year or two ago is completely young.
He goes to UCLA.
No, you see.
In California.
Yeah.
Berkeley.
No.
Before my time.
All right, I was the last one we did.
I
said we WPA'd it.
We're
speaking to that. Those are the only two things that they could anyway affect.
Get out at the right time.
Yeah, but you got plenty of time. Plenty of time. Well, Mr. President, I certainly like you seeing me. And it's very
lovely.
And anything in the world that I can help do anyway.
Well, I appreciate it.
You got his power.
Your ear to the ground.
That's what I'm doing. Now, I ain't told you something. If I think something,
you can call me on the phone.
I'll let you know that I think so.
I just story. You know, I got something a little, trying to think of something that fits you. We get a little gimmick
here. Oh, word.
This is a money clip.
Oh,
residential money clip. Now, this is a, that's one for you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. What's that? I'll tell you a quick story that was
yeah.
Just for, oh, this is great. Thank you, Mr. Thank you, sir. I'll tell you.
That's
I'm in touch with you, Mr. President.